Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
Well, it is season three of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today's obstacle is knowing what do you order when it comes to low-carb eating when you travel to different restaurants, especially when you hit up those different types of cuisines. It's a challenge.
It is a big challenge, and I love to go out to eat, so this episode is going to really help me, because I struggle with this, Stephanie. I was just, as we were writing the episode, I was like, man, this is a struggle. So if I'm struggling, I know you all are probably struggling too, because it's like, I want to stay on plan, but that takes some planning when we go out, right, Stephanie?
Well, I totally get nervous. Yeah. I mean, literally, I break out into a little bit of a sweat when the waiter or waitress comes by to take my order, because I panic, Tamara. I worry I'm going to make a mistake. And, you know, I really want to order keto-friendly foods that are low carb, that I feel good about myself. But, you know, I also stress, like, is the kitchen going to handle my order correctly? I panic about the prices because, you know, I worry, like, if I make a substitution, is that going to cost more? You know, and just overall, when I go to a new restaurant, especially like an ethnic restaurant that I'm maybe not that familiar with, I really get stressed out. Yeah. So here's the thing, Tamara, it's embarrassing, but I keep ordering the exact same thing every single time at the exact same restaurants over and over.
That's good that we can help each other out. And hopefully our listeners will have some good ideas too. I know for me too, it taps into my lack of assertiveness. Like I'm embarrassed to say, what's in that? Is there, you know, what's the carb count, you know, and I have to get over that too, and just be more, you know, advocate for myself. So today we are going to brainstorm some ideas for going out to eat at a variety of different restaurants. In fact, we're going to go through different kinds of restaurants and share our recommendations of what to order. So let's get started.
Well, in my neighborhood, we eat a ton of Mexican food. We're located in Central California, so we eat a lot of Tex-Mex or California Mex food. So this one, I feel like I have a handle on. So I'll share with you what I order every single time, Tamara, without fail. Okay. No variety, the same exact thing every single time. Yeah. Okay, so I order the fajita platter, and I eat the whole thing, everything they bring me, except for the tortillas, the rice, and the beans. And I give that to my son. So we're like a little partnership when we go out to eat. And, you know, usually fajitas are expensive, right? It's like $20 for the order, at least in my area. So by splitting it, it works out. He eats the, you know, the rice, the beans, the tortilla chips, that part. And then I eat everything else, which is usually like chicken and shrimp, bell peppers, onions, sauteed in oil, of course, cheese, sour cream, lettuce, and guacamole.
Yeah, I love that. And that's my go-to also.
What do you get?
Well, my that one, but I also get the taco salad. This one, though, it depends on where you're at. You have to look at the menu and maybe ask a few questions. But, you know, like if they come in the giant deep fried taco shell, that's probably not a good idea. But like there's a couple of restaurants in our area that do a taco salad without a shell. And it's usually meat, lettuce, guacamole, cheese, and sour cream, pretty much all keto friendly foods. And if they throw on some beans or something, I just say, you know, hold the beans, or if there's one other, but usually it's pretty, like I said, it's either the taco shell or the beans they add, and you can just skip those. I think for me, the hardest thing with Mexican is the chips they bring to the table.
I was totally about to say that. I know. Yeah. It's stressful. For me, I know I shared this in some of the books. I would rather eat zero chips than try to have a serving of chips. Like, I can't stop. I don't know. Yeah. What about you? Can you stop after like a couple?
No. And you can ask the server to not bring them. And I've done that before.
Does that work for you?
Yeah. Cause then I can't. Cause if the
they're physically says, not there,
right.
You're all in the kitchen.
Yeah, right. Right. So yeah, it helps if I don't even see it. And if we're with other people who want it, I just try to, you know, push it away from me. So, you know, so it's not too tempting, but that one is a hard one about Mexican food.
Yeah, like you said, when you're with other people, like my family still eats the chips. So I literally will sit on my hands because that's how childish I am. And that is what I do.
Seriously, we should have to tie our hands together.
I
I
do.
know, it's
That's so
terrible.
sad.
It
Okay,
is
well, let's
sad.
go on to number two. This one's also one of my favorites, Tamara. What do you order at Indian restaurants?
Oh, I love Indian food. They're pretty keto friendly, I found. Like, there's always something. I love the tandoori chicken, and that's chicken that's cooked in a special tandoori oven, so it has a really yummy smoky flavor to it. And they have this, it's usually a red color because I don't know what spices they put on there, but they're delicious and they're keto friendly. So that's what I order. With Indian food, you just have to be careful. They usually serve it with rice or naan. But I found if you say, hey, hold the naan or rice, and can you just put it on a bed of lettuce? And most always it's no problem.
Yeah, I hear you with that one. I mean, I really prefer the Indian buffet. I think it's easier for me to try to build what I want rather than trying to be really specific with the substitutions, which stresses me out, let's be real. So, like you said, I like to do the Indian buffet and start off with a bed of lettuce, or they usually have sliced cucumbers. So, I'll use one of those two things for the bottom and then top it with either, for me, I like buttered chicken or I like chicken tikka masala. And both of those are high in fat, which is super. They're high in fat and high in protein, but low in carb. So,
Those are awesome. Very tasty.
and so delicious. It's like literally my favorite food on the planet is Indian food.
And
Love
I
it.
would say, to be honest, Indian and Mexican food are the ones I go to the most just
Me
because,
too.
they're a little easier to work around the keto plan.
I think so too. Yeah, and affordable and very available in our area. We have
We
a
have
high
some.
Indian and Hispanic population. That
We
might help
do.
why we have such amazing food.
You just have to be careful with the naan. And then I think some of the chai teas and smoothies that are delicious but super high in sugar. So you got to watch that there.
Yeah, I would specifically be on the watch out for a lassi drink, which is a mango smoothie, and also the chai tea, which can be on the buffet, which is containing real milk and sugar and also super high in sugar. So avoid those.
Well, our next category is Italian. And this one, man, this one's a hard one. I feel like it's one of the harder ones. But before we start talking about the low carb options for Italian, why don't we take just a quick break, Stephanie?
Well, everybody, we know that a key component of dirty lazy keto is not feeling deprived. I don't want you feeling hangry or angry about missing out on your favorite foods because I feel like there's always a low carb alternative. So believe it or not, there are now in all the dirty lazy keto cookbooks, 400, I cannot believe that, 400 amazing recipes to help you with every single craving that you have. So I hope that you'll check out the newest in the series. This is the fourth cookbook, and it's called the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook, where every recipe is made with five or fewer main ingredients. Main ingredients. There was some guy complaining on Amazon that one of the recipes had more than five. And I'm like, dude, salt does not count. Okay? So I want to just say that to that man who wrote that review. Salt, basics. Hello, that are in your pantry. I don't count things like that. So we're talking about five or fewer main ingredients. So thank you. I'm sorry that you were disappointed, little man. But for the rest of you listening, the 5-ingredient cookbook is made with five or fewer main ingredients. So order your copy today, wherever you like to shop for books.
Thanks, Stephanie. That
You
cracked me
like
up.
that very passionate description? I was so annoyed. I was
I
like,
know.
seriously?
Somebody's gonna go count every recipe.
I'm like, clearly you did not read the introduction where I talk about the pantry staples and how there's a short list of things we all kind of have, and I didn't really count those. And it's five main ingredients. That's like stuff you have to go to the store to buy.
I have a feeling that issue's not going to go away, but we'll see.
Probably not. Whatever. I'm sorry, people. You can't be perfect.
Okay, back to Italian food.
Let's hear about Italian. So
Oh,
what are
it
you doing? I mean, Italian is super hard. So
I
what are you
mean,
doing
all
at
that
Italian?
pasta. All that pasta. I like to go unconventional, and maybe others do this too. Instead of going for the main dish, which is mostly pastas or like breaded veal or something, bready, I go for the appetizers and the soup. The antipasta platter, which is usually an appetizer, is great. There's lots of olives and salamis and cheeses. So I go right for that and just make it a meal and maybe with a side of soup. Again, you have to be a little careful because they do put pasta and sometimes beans like in their wedding soup, but there's a lot of minestrone and vegetable soups at Italian restaurants that don't have pasta. So look for those and go for the soup.
Those are great suggestions.
Yeah.
Well, I have to agree with you. I think Italian food, it totally feels like this huge minefield, you know,
Yeah.
with the breadsticks and the pasta and the noodles, all that stuff is just, it's very stressful for me.
Yeah.
So I avoid Italian at all costs. I even driving by, I get nervous and sweaty. But if I have to go like for work or something, what I
Yeah.
usually do, like you said, is I go completely off the grid, off menu. I'll just say to the waiter, "Hey, I'm looking for grilled fish or grilled chicken, and I want a side of broccoli, asparagus, maybe a side of Alfredo sauce. Can you do that for me?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, sure." You know,
Yeah.
and again, it may not be the best price sometimes because
Yeah.
I'm making my own stuff up, but I'll definitely do like a salad, a green salad. But for me, the Alfredo sauce is key. I mean, yes, there's probably a little flour in there. I pretend it's not, just to be honest. I totally lie to myself, but I feel like it's the lowest sugar
Yeah.
option, which makes it tolerable. And then
Yeah.
I just kind of mop everything up with the
Yeah.
Alfredo sauce.
I mean, the good thing is that Italian, more and more people are asking for those alternatives, low sugar, low carb alternatives. So a lot of Italian places you'd be surprised are kind of used to that. And then they might have something that's not on the menu. I'll also say, in terms of money, is that the fancier and higher priced Italian restaurant, and maybe it's true of all of these, the better the low carb options are. Like it's the really high-end Italian, I don't know if you've experienced this, but like they'll have a grilled chicken or a grilled fish on there that you wouldn't see like at, say, some chain,
I think the fanciest
restaurant.
I ever go to would be Olive Garden, which is probably, I actually think it's fancy. So I'm like, woo,
No,
excuse me, Tamara. But Olive Garden to me is like so expensive. And I, but
yeah.
one thing I'm grateful though with the chain is that I can go on their website and I can look at
Yeah.
their nutritional information and I've been able to pick out like
Yeah.
salmon with
Yeah.
their side of broccoli and their
Yeah.
salad. As long as there's no
Yeah.
croutons, I can handle it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought I'd make you laugh with that.
I know. I've heard a chicken piccata is one that can be low carb. Check that one out maybe when you're if
I'll
you're
look at that.
yeah. Okay, what's our next style of food?
Ooh, I love Thai food. That is probably one of my other favorites. Mainly because they deliver to me. And sometimes we do that on Sundays, like if I'm doing a lot of writing on Sundays and I don't have time to cook. So I'll get green chicken curry delivered. And then instead of rice, I get a double side of steamed vegetables.
Oh,
And I'm
yeah.
always very careful though, Tamara, when I ask for my vegetables, because you know me, I'm very picky. I
Yeah.
ask for like baby eggplant, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, green beans. But I have to ask because otherwise I find that they'll
Yeah.
throw in the corn or those clear noodles or
Oh,
something else
yeah.
that's really high. I don't know. There's all sorts of weird stuff they'll throw in if I
Yeah.
don't speak
Like
up and
water
tell them.
chestnuts. Those are
Yeah,
okay,
that's
though,
it.
right?
Water, yeah, they're medium, I guess.
Yeah. But that's one of the things they throw in.
Yeah, and the carrots. And you know, those are all probably fine in the big picture, but
Yeah.
personally, I'd rather spend my carbs, you know,
Yeah.
maybe on the eggplant. I love baby eggplant. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
good.
I love Thai food too.
What do you get?
I like the lettuce wraps, and usually that's an appetizer.
Like the spring rolls? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no, they're actually well, it depends on where you go. But you can actually build it yourself. So they bring like a pork, if you order pork, and usually they'll have some veggies, maybe some water chestnuts in it, and then mushrooms, and then with lettuce. And you li literally, right? Yeah, you have to try it,
I'm
girl.
all astonished right now.
They
I'm
don't
like,
have
how
one
did I
in,
not know? How did I not know about this? This
it's
is so
not in our
exciting.
town, though. I'll have to
Oh,
tell you
that's
where
why.
later.
I don't get out much, Tamara. Well, I'm excited. So I
yeah.
thought this was like mushu chicken, but that's not at all what you're saying.
No,
This is a lettuce wrap.
yes, it's a
Okay.
lettuce wrap, Asian
Okay.
style lettuce wrap. And
All
they
right.
have them at Thai restaurants. They sometimes have them at Chinese. Oh, what's that big chain has them? there's a big chain Chinese anyway. They have a really good lettuce wrap. And again, it's fun. The whole table can build and it's so low carb. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
This is like PF Chang's. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, that one. Okay. They have a great lettuce wrap. Yeah. And it's super fun.
This is very exciting.
Yeah. And the other thing I think is usually a fairly safe bet is their satay, which is the chicken skewered or any kind of skewered meat in general at Thai places. And the peanut sauces on those are usually pretty low carb. I mean, again, you can ask and to make sure how they prepare it, but I would say those it's usually a safe option is the satay.
See, I have a feeling that your peanut sauce is like me with the Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, it's okay. There's
I have a feeling that you and I are both lying to ourselves about that dipping sauce. I'm just being honest.
It might be
because I made the peanut sauce for in one of the cookbooks, and it's a challenge to get those carbs out of there because there's a sugar, there's added honey, they do all sorts of yummy stuff. But I'm just saying, and I have heard that Trader Joe's has a lower carb peanut sauce. Okay. But I haven't checked it out yet. Maybe some of our listeners could tell us. But that peanut sauce is just like the Alfredo sauce. It is. It's got some carbs in there.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
It is so good. it's one of those, you know.
It's the only reason I order it. Let's be real. I just want the damn peanut sauce.
I just do peanut low carb or low sugar peanut butter and soy sauce. I don't know if that's how you're supposed to make it, but
I've got a few recipes for it. But adding a little vinegar is really good, and then Splenda. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that and I good. Even add a little peanut oil to stretch it out.
Yeah, and that would be tasty too.
It's good, and you can add some mayonnaise too. I love peanut sauce. Clearly, it's a big problem for me.
Put it on anything.
It's a big deal. It's just so good.
Yeah. And you could put that on a like a Thai salad as well. Like with the, usually they'll have it. And that's another option too. Again, just the peanut dressing is you'll have to ask about.
But it's a tricky one.
It is tricky.
Clearly we could do a whole episode on just that.
I know. I get so hungry when we do this.
I know, right? This is like the most exciting episode we've ever done.
I know. My mouth is all like watering.
I'm all like, okay, well, let's move away from the peanut sauce, which clearly you and I are both addicted to.
I know.
Let's go to number five. Now, what do we do at a Japanese restaurant?
Well, my husband's...
Is that keto friendly for you? So tell
it can be. My husband's half Japanese, so I feel like I actually know this one pretty well.
Oh, good. Well, help one us is, out, Tamara.
Yeah, so I should suggest some things you might not have thought of. One is Soma Mono, which is actually pickled cucumber, and it's an appetizer. The Japanese have a lot of pickled appetizers. They're really good, super low carb, great probiotic. So I would recommend getting the Soma Mono, the seaweed salad, and that's usually very low carb because it's usually like a vinegary kind of dressing, very vinegary. Some of you might be afraid of the word, you know, seaweed, but I say try it. Usually it's this crunchy brand of seaweed. It's super good. So don't be afraid. So seaweed salad, Soma Mono. And now I know in our area, we don't have a lot of these restaurants, but like when we go down to LA, first place we go is the sushi places because they now have riceless sushi and they are amazing. Like you won't know how they make it so good without any rice. Usually they'll use something like cucumber instead of rice. So it's a new thing. So definitely get the riceless sushi. Those are the ones. Oh, I forgot.
I just can't wait. I'm just like, tell me more. I'm going to sit here while you educate me because I love Japanese food and this is exciting. I'm getting good
ideas.
Oh,
one more too. One more. Okay. And that's shabu shabu.
Ooh, this what's shabu shabu?
Oh, it's so yummy. It's, that's the best, most fun type of Japanese food. But like I said, I don't think we have one here in our town. I think in the neighboring town we have one, but
I might be willing to drive because this sounds very good.
And a lot of ethnic groups have a version of this, which is they put a special tables you sit at, and in the middle is this boiling pot of Japanese broth. It's just like a bone broth, but maybe with a little soyu in it. And so then you order your meat. It's like shrimp. Everybody orders what they want, and they bring out loads of veggies like cabbage and bean sprouts and mushrooms, and then your meat. And then everybody puts it in the pot with chopsticks, and then you just pull it out when you get it the way you like it. and then they have sauces for you to add. So that is a super fun and super healthy way of eating. So if you ever see Shabu Shabu, pull over and go.
Tamara, I would like you to take me out to a Japanese restaurant.
I know.
And order for me, because
yes,
you clearly know what you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
This okay. Sounds yummy.
Yeah. So, it's so good.
I'm just totally embarrassed to go next, because how do I follow that? Because everything I do at a Japanese restaurant is just so boring. I get the same thing every time. I always start off with the, I'll probably say it wrong, but the edamame, the soybeans.
That's great.
Okay. And because those are just, you know, protein. And then I have a bowl of miso soup.
That's really good.
Thank you. Okay. That's, I'm doing okay so far. And by the way, I have recipes for both of those in the cookbooks. And then I order sashimi, which is just bits of fish. And that's very expensive. And that's why I hardly go. and then if someone else is paying, I may get an ahi salad, which I love ahi. But I get stressed out about the dressing.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know what's in it. And that's stressful to me. So basically, my very favorite Japanese restaurant, Tamara, is Benihana. That's how sad. That is how sad
I love it.
I can eat there every day for the rest of my life. I love Benihana.
They call that teppan. That's teppanyaki. And they're awesome teppanyaki restaurants where they do the, you know, the big grill in front of you and they flip
them. And the flames.
It's so fun.
And the throwing of the shrimp. And I can eat like everything. I just love it.
You can.
It's like my people. Those are my
people. And you see what they're doing. Like,
yeah, I like that.
They start to add something. You can say, oh,
I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
So I love those. Okay. Well, closely, another Asian style, which you've done Thai and Japanese, but we have to do Chinese food.
Oh, Chinese is the worst. Total flop.
So hard.
I'm just going to admit it. I mean, really, I think I tried to go to a Chinese restaurant one time in my weight loss journey, and I, you know, I'd read up on it. So I ordered steamed vegetables, steamed chicken, no sauce, because I do, you know, I'd read anyway that Chinese sauces tend to have more, you know, like sugar and cornstarch as thickeners. But here's the thing, Tamara, my food came, it was terrible. It tasted like hospital food. It was terrible. It had nothing. So I don't know what to order. I need help. Listeners, Tamara, educate me, please, about Chinese food. What do I do?
I wish I had the answers, because this one, I never know what to order either, to be honest with you. And I read online, now this is, take it with a grain of salt, but of all the things, the lowest in carbs, doesn't mean it's carb free, tends to be egg drop soup and beef and broccoli. They have less sugar and less cornstarch than, say, you know, sweet and sour pork or something that would be like loaded with sugar and loaded, you know, with the breaded pork or whatever. So, you know, those are some lower carb, but I'm not sure they'd be low carb. And again, it's one of those things like, you know, it depends on how they cook it. And again, I would say that the higher, the more costly and the fancier the Chinese place, the less they have all those sugars and starches, actually. So you're, again, this is one of those, if you're gonna indulge in Chinese food, try to go to a high-end one.
Yeah. Okay. Tamara has spoken.
Yeah. But well, honestly,
I help with that, listeners.
Yeah.
So please,
listeners,
please write in.
Yeah. Tell us what to get.
I'll move on to another one of my favorites then, since I'm a flop on Chinese. but Greek, I love Greek food. I'm from Detroit. We have a Greek town I grew up eating a lot of Greek food in Michigan. And so I'm a big fan. What about you? Do you like Greek?
Oh, I love Greek food. Love it. That's another one of my favorites. And like Thai food, if I were there, I would go with the kebabs, their version of the satay, or what do they call it? Sokolov, I think is what they call it. They have a name for it, or kebabs. And any of them, lamb, chicken, beef, they're all amazing and they're all delicious. So that's what I usually go for, the kebabs. A lot of times they'll serve it with rice and pita bread. So I just ask for grilled veggies, and oftentimes they'll skewer veggies and cook them right along with the kebab. So they'll give you a veggie kebab. So what I do is say, can I have no rice and extra veggie kebabs? And almost always they, you know, they'll go for it. So, and it's so yummy.
So good.
Oh, yes. And the sauces, I think we can have the tzatziki sauce, right? Isn't that pretty low carb?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I get the extra tzatziki and I get a Greek salad, and I like the chicken gyro meat. And by the way, I know it's surprising to our listeners, but the gyro meat does have more carbs than you would expect. It's low. Don't get me wrong. It's still low, but it has more carbs than, let's say, ordering chicken or at a regular restaurant or steak. So I didn't want that to surprise our listeners. But I do a lot of feta cheese. I like the olives. And I know that hummus is relatively lower in carbs, but I can't control myself around it. So I don't eat it at all. I can't even have one spoonful because I just will eat like five bowls of it. So that's what I do.
Yeah. Oh, yum. And the feta is so good.
So yummy.
I know.
Bring on the Greek.
I know. Well, we have another Asian restaurant, and this is Vietnamese.
I know. We're moving fast. So this is number eight.
Yes, number eight.
We clearly like to eat, people.
I know.
And I have 10. We have 10 we're going to share. So we're cooking along.
Look at us.
So tell me about Vietnamese. Is that do you feel like that's a lower carb option for people? Because I do.
It depends. Like if you're really, because a lot of people, when they think Vietnamese, they think pho, which is they're famous for their noodles, and their noodle soups are amazing. but I have a little secret with that one.
Tell me more. Well, tell me more.
You know, most people think they can't have pho because of obviously the pasta in it. But what you don't know is you can order it and just say no noodles. And what you end up getting is this giant bowl of delicious broth and yummy vegetables and yummy meat. It just takes out the noodles. And it's really good that way. You should really try it. I was a little skeptical. It's like, oh, what do you mean pho without pho? but try it. That's what I would do, especially if you're craving that taste of pho. It'll satisfy your craving.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're still getting the flavors. No, and that's why I always feel like there's a low carb option for everything.
Yeah.
I tend not to get the pho because I'm not a big fan of the hot food sometimes at like lunch when I might be going out. So I like to get the cold noodle salad, but without the noodles, which is kind of the same thing as what you're saying, basically.
Yeah.
Where you're like getting exactly what they normally make, but you just say no noodles or no pasta. And that way I can still enjoy all the wonderful vegetables and flavors. And it's just so yummy.
Yeah.
I feel like Asian flavors have more vegetables than, let's say,
they do.
You know, a hamburger stand.
Yeah, they do. So you just have to find a way to order it without the pasta or without the cornstarch
or rice or something.
Okay. Well, our number, actually 9 and 10 are both more American style restaurants.
That's okay. That counts, right?
Right. So what do we do, Stephanie, at an American like diner where they have like hamburgers, you know, and French fries? What do you do with that one?
You know, I really actually like diners because I always feel like I can order an omelet, and I love omelets, and I feel like it feeds a lot of, you know, this huge plate of food where I can get added vegetables. And I always feel like breakfast can be any time of day. It's one of my favorite meals. Yeah. So I get a big, huge omelet when I'm at an American diner type place. And if that's not available, then I don't know. I might think about a chef salad.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
what about you? What do you get?
Yeah. And, the great thing about American diners is that they serve breakfast 24/7.
Breakfast is big. Eggs and bacon.
Well, I know this is probably what a lot of people already do, but it's my go-to, which is just to get the hamburger without the buns. And, I like that at a good old fashioned diner, and they're used to it. So they already know. The other thing I recommend is, as substitution for fries, or even actually I do this a lot with the omelet, is instead of the potatoes or the, I ask for cottage cheese.
Ooh, good one.
And diners, a good old fashioned American diner will always have cottage cheese. So I get usually like fruit cottage cheese and an omelet, or fruit cottage cheese and a bunless burger. And it's filling and totally yummy.
That's an excellent suggestion. And you know what? That reminds me of, like, I've been at diners before, and I'll say like something old fashioned, you know, it's like the dieter's plate.
Yeah.
Right? And then it'll be like, and the cottage cheese and the hamburger patty. And it's totally speaking to the women of the 50s, but in reality, it totally works for dirty lazy keto. So go
for it. It totally works. Yeah. That's why
you're talking about. It'll be like the dieter's
plate. Yes. I've seen, they still have them. You have to go to the really old fashioned ones. It's come full circle.
It's come full circle. Yeah. We love it.
The last one on our list is a pizza joint. And this is another hard one, don't you think? What do you
I
do?
don't know. I think more and
Really?
more
Okay.
the restaurants are getting more
Yeah.
open-minded with their stuff. Like for me, I usually just get a salad and chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. I
You know,
do
I don't
that.
try to
Yeah.
overcomplicate it and order like a keto pizza and a topping only
Yeah.
pizza and blah, blah, blah. I just boom, chicken wings, salad,
Yeah.
done. What about you?
Yeah.
What do you like to order?
Well, some of them have the new cauliflower crusts and stuff. And so I've been trying some of those, although you have to be careful with those. So it's always good to check their websites ahead of time, because sometimes they're not that low
They're very,
carb.
very, very, very high.
Yeah. So you have to be really careful with that one.
Or it looks like it's low, but it's for 1/16 of the pizza,
Yeah,
which is what
exactly.
happened to me. I mean, to be straight up,
Yeah.
like I remember I was in
Yeah.
Reno and we went to California Pizza Kitchen, and this was a few years ago. And I remember seeing the cauliflower, whatever crust. And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, it's for me, you know, and I had like two drinks by then. I want the
Yeah.
pizza. And then I ate a bunch of it. And then the next day I'm reading it more carefully. And then come to find out that was for like a pizza this big, like
Yeah.
a slice for one
Yeah.
mouse. I was
That's
so
such a
angry.
bummer.
Yeah, it's a
Yes.
huge disappointment.
Yeah. So you have to be careful with that. I'll to be honest, especially at parties and there's nothing else, I just eat the topping and leave the crust. I mean,
Yeah,
what are you gonna do?
that's a great idea.
Yeah. And some of the new like made to order pizzas, like we have like Pizza Rev or Blaze or Mod Pizza, where you get to design your own pizza. What I love about those now is you can design your own salad and they're
Perfect.
yummy. So I get all those antipasta stuff, you know, the salamis, the cheeses, and just load it up on a giant salad custom made. So check out if you're gonna, you know, if you have a choice, try one of the more custom made pizzas and do
Yeah,
their custom
even the
salad.
not fancy pizza restaurants, I think a lot of them are having salad bars now. I mean, a
Yeah.
lot of the old school, you know,
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I don't know. I
Yeah.
can't think of their chain names, but a lot of them do
Yeah.
have a salad bar inside, so you could do the same thing.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm curious what low carb ordering ideas our listeners have. Email us at Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or leave a comment on YouTube. If your comment is read on air during season 3, contact Stephanie to receive a prize. Now, before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take one last break.
Awesome. Well, it is time for a recipe call out. So I mentioned to you guys how much I love going to Indian food. So I know that you're going to love these two copycat recipes I want to call out. So inside the brand new cookbook, the 5-ingredient cookbook, which is right here, I want you to look for the buffet line butter chicken. It's on page 161. It's one of my favorites. And I tell a funny story about how when I was pregnant with my daughter, I literally wanted to eat buffet Indian every single day. It was such a big deal. So I love butter chicken, and I know you're gonna love the recipe. Again, it's on page 161. Check it out. And inside the Dirt Cheap Cookbook, if you happen to have this one here, I would recommend that you look at the chai latte recipe. It's on page 199. So it's my version of the chai tea, and I think it's absolutely delicious. Again, it's page 199 in the Dirt Cheap Cookbook. So all of these cookbooks now, there's four. They're all available on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Target.com, Walmart.com, wherever you like to shop for books. So check it out.
Thank you, Stephanie. Okay, we're going to wrap up our episode by each sharing our favorite type of restaurant where we feel confident about eating healthy and why.
I love our last two suggestions. So I hope our listeners are hanging on for them because
Yeah.
my favorite restaurant is the Mongolian Barbecue. And these are hopping up more and more in different communities. And basically, if you're not familiar with Mongolian Barbecue, is you go down a little assembly line where there's assortment of raw ingredients and you fill up a giant bowl with frozen shaved meat of your choice. And then you choose what kind of chopped raw vegetables and then you choose what kind of oils to top. And then you hand it to this nice young man who cooks it really quickly on a 500-degree flat grill using big giant tongs. And the best part about this for our listeners is that if you're not shy, you can use your hands and just shove the food in. Okay, this is what my husband and I do. We have like an eating contest and we shove it as hard as we can into the bowls so that we fill it. So it's so high, it looks like this 10-foot-tall sundae. So everybody is perfection, and it's all delicious and keto friendly.
I know, I love the challenge of packing that bowl in as much as you can. It's great.
What's your final restaurant hack, Tamara?
Well, you know, it's funny because I picked a similar thing, which is kind of made to order, which is poke bowl restaurants are usually Hawaiian / Asian type of restaurant. I think it originated in Hawaii. And they let you build your own poke bowl. And poke is a marinated raw fish. Now, if you don't like raw fish, hold on to your hats. There's a lot of good alternatives, I know. But so usually the base is rice, but that you can, they'll offer a salad base. And then again, in the bigger cities like LA, they'll do, some have cauliflower rice. That's just totally delicious. I know. So that's your base. And then you choose your meat. So again, if you don't like raw fish, they have cooked shrimp, they have tofu, they have all kinds of Asian style cooked meats and raw meats. And then the really fun part is the toppings. So you can have edamame, avocado, cucumber with bunch of different yummy sauces like spicy mayo, or I would stay away from the teriyaki because that's a little sweet. But again, just like you, Stephanie, it's like you get this loaded bowl of custom ingredients that you wanted. So yeah, poke bowl all the way.
I love that. I'm actually going there for dinner tonight. So I'm all like doing a dance right now. I'm going out to eat. I never got to eat. Such a big deal. Well, listeners, our big message today, which I hope you got our enthusiasm and our excitement for, is that eating out while being low carb, it doesn't have to be stressful. It doesn't have to be mysterious. So we just want to challenge ourselves and you to branch out from our comfort zones and to try different cuisines from a variety of different restaurants, because these are the ways that we can make the keto lifestyle something that lasts forever, because it is sustainable, it is doable, and you're not feeling deprived. You're having an amazing culinary adventure, just like the guy next to you.
Nice. And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to our Dirty Lazy Girl channel, keto channel.
And we love hearing your comments and reviews. So I want to share one that somebody wrote, and this was on Apple Podcasts. And this was a brand new review that just came up on Apple, and it was by O'Brien 40. So O'Brien, if you're listening, contact me, because this is the most amazing review. It blew our minds. She or he wrote, "With the help of you amazing ladies, I have lost 100 pounds. She says, but that being said, the hardest part was learning to love my body. And this is probably TMI, but yesterday I bought new lingerie, and when I put it on, I literally cried. I had never felt so sexy in my body before."
Oh,
so we love you, O'Brien. We would love you to contact us. We want to hear more about your story. So yeah, Reach out to us. We're so proud of you.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit dirtylazyketo.com. See you next week.